The start of a brand new week as we continue with our political perspectives on WFSU-FM and 4FSU Comcast Channel 4. And before we get underway, a reminder that you're always invited to be a part of the program via phone and email. 414-1234 is the local number. It's 800-926-8809. If long distance from you to us, perspectives@WFSU.org is the email address. And you can also tweet us at WFSU Perspective. This Perspectives episode telecast tonight at 7:30 Eastern Time on 4FSU, Comcast Channel 4 in Leon, Gadsden, Wakulla, Madison, Taylor, and Brooks counties. And you're also able to see it online at our Perspectives page, which you can find at WFSU.org/elections2016. I'm Tom Flanagan. Thank you so much for tuning in our direction, whether on the radio or on television. We are talking in our 15th of an ongoing series of political perspectives programs that we've been doing throughout the month. This morning on our tax collector for Leon County. That'll be our final county race before we get into the two Florida House races, District 8 and District 9, that'll be ending our pre-primary series of programs. We have a Republican challenger for Leon County tax collector as we go in alphabetical order here this morning. John Paul Bailey, and on the line with us, the Democratic incumbent in the office of Leon County tax collector, Doris Malloy. Let's start with you, Mr. Bailey, if we could. A bit of background, sir, and how that background would impact the office that you're seeking, which is Leon County tax collector.
First, I want to thank you, Tom, for having this program for us. I've been listening to it so far, and it's been very informative and interesting listening to the other candidates. Of course, this is very important to office, to the people of Leon County, even though it's not an office that people pay a lot of attention to and it doesn't get on the front page. But it is very important in the process of our local government operations. First of all, my true passion has been public service much of my life. The people of Leon County, this is what my statement is, the people of Leon County deserve a proven leader, a public servant who will provide a watchful eye over the finances and expenditures of the taxpayers' hard-earned dollars. I will listen and I will lead by example with integrity, efficiency, and honesty. No one likes paying taxes, but we must, and if we should, it should be easy. When elected, I will work to provide the best convenience and courtesy and customer service for all the people of Leon County. Now, to give you a little bit of background about me, myself, I was born in Bainbridge, Georgia in 1946. Most of my life, Tallahassee has been my home. My family members, we all grew up here. I tell people that Tallahassee is my hometown. The first thing people bring up, well, you were born in Bainbridge, Georgia. And I have to point out, well, my mother tells me I was conceived in Tallahassee. So that's the way I tell them that this is my hometown. I'm the oldest of seven children. I have three brothers and three sisters. One of my brothers has passed away, but I'm the oldest of seven. My father left us when I was a teenager, and I had to work all my life in order to help support my brothers and sisters. I guess that's where I got used to being a public servant. I started out as a young child taking care of my younger brothers and sisters. When I was I went to local school, Leon High School. I started out West and South Side. It's called South City at the time. And it changed to Leonard Western School, Cobb Middle School, Rickards, Leon, and then Lively, and then Tallahassee Community College. I went into the United States Navy in 1965. I spent 4.5 years. I went all over the world. That was part of my rounding training, I guess, other than my body. But I learned so much about this world and how it operates, and all the people in, and most wonderful people in the world I met. And also, it made me appreciate this great country of ours. When I came back, I said, this is the greatest country in the world. And I wanted to continue my public service. So when I returned, I became a Tallahassee police officer. And I worked 25 years there. I worked with all different sections of the Tallahassee Police Department. I worked in personnel a while. I worked in the property section. I worked patrol. I worked in juvenile section about 10 years of that time, working with kids and crimes that were committed against kids and by kids. And that's one of the most rewarding parts of my life, I guess. When I have grown people that are 40 years old and 30 and 40 years old come up to me and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you did when you were a juvenile officer. You straightened me out and convinced me to become successful in life. And so that's part of the reward of being a public servant, is have those things come back to you. And also, then I, when I was on the city commission, when I was on the police department, I was working at the city commission meeting behind in the back of the room, and I was watching the commission meetings. And I watched the one day the city commission gave this guy a really hard time, and he was owed a bill for $1,300 from the city, and they gave him such a hard time and talked to him for about 30 or 40 minutes, and told him he didn't have all the paperwork filled out correctly. And he said, "Well, I can't do it by myself." And I said, "Well, the city should be helping him with that small thing." He was a worker. And then 5 minutes later, they voted to spend $5 million and spent 30 seconds talking about it. And that just struck me wrong. And that made me decide that I wanted to be a city commissioner, and I wanted to correct some of those things, make it more people-friendly. And I was elected in 96 and was there until 2003 when I ran for mayor and lost that race. But then I had a heart attack shortly thereafter, and I had a quadruple bypass, and so that kind of slowed me down for just a little while. And then a few years later, I had a AAA, which is an aortic embolism. That slowed me down again because I wanted to get back into public service because I always enjoyed it. So what I did, I volunteered for different organizations, and I became I volunteered for the Committee of 99. I'm a Shriner and a Mason, and I do a lot of different charity work. I build a habitat. I would do stuff with the Ability First. I mean, and not Habitat, but Ability First. Build ramps for people, and also I've been on a lot of different chairmen of a lot of different organizations. I was instrumental in getting Verastone Road built. That was my campaign issue in 1996, and I finally got that done. So I've been a public servant so many years, and I enjoy it, and I'd love to do it again.
Okay. We'll get into some of the nuts and bolts of why the tax collector's job, but let's talk to the incumbent tax collector running as a Democrat, Doris Malloy, and thank you for joining us by phone, ma'am. Again, your background, your experience within the tax collector's office to date, and how that would impact your desire to maintain that position if the voters so decide.
Sure, and thank you, Tom, and to all of the listening audience. I do have to apologize that I'm not there in person. I am attending the National Association of Counties conference, where our own Commissioner Brian DeLoge will become president, and that's a historic event. I participate since 2001 in the affiliate, the National Association of County Collectors, treasurers and finance officers, and so it's all like a combined thing out here this week. So that's why I'm not there in person, but I did want to participate. So I thank you for giving me the opportunity to connect by phone.
Yes, ma'am, and certainly our deepest appreciation and salute going out to Leon County Commissioner Brian DeLoge on this singular honor today.
Yes, indeed. It is quite an honor and historic for Leon County, I believe even Florida. So with that, though, I wanted to give my specific background. And to do that, let me start off by saying that the Office of Tax Collector handles the resources for the county. So over $400 million comes in, and to manage the budget for the office as well. So it's very important that you have a business and financial management experience. With that, I start off with I prepared myself early in life. I am a native Tallahassean, for one, so I care and love the community. All of my family grew up here in Leon County. And so I have a deep passion for serving the county. And the second thing is I'm a graduate of high school, went to Amos P. Godbey High School, was inducted into the Hall of Fame there, and a great, great school. Secondly, I attended Florida A&M University, where I majored in accounting, and was, a summa cum laude graduate. I then went to Florida State University and obtained a Master's of Business Administration with a concentration in management. Now, I bring that up because I believe that your background, especially your educational background, is very, very important because it establishes the foundation and the groundwork for leading into a position such as this. Having worked with state government all of my life, I graduated at age 20, and I started working with the Public Service Commission. And there as an analyst, a rate and accounting analyst. From there, I went to work with the governor's office in the budget office, preparing budgets for the state's attorney's office. And it was military affairs at that time, but it was preparing the budget for those state agencies. And then I worked with the Department of Commerce, where I worked with small businesses, putting on small business development workshops in explaining and working with business on how to get started, how to do business planning and the like, and operating a toll-free customer assistance line. We're helping customers to navigate through the process. And so all of those things impact my decision to run as tax collector back in 2000, and I was so very, very fortunate and thank the voters for electing me to be tax collector for Leon County. Now, I have poured my heart into this position, and I was just thinking about some of the improvements to the office. Your question was, what prepared you? So my background, education-wise, and my experience in working with all of the state agencies, doing legislative analysis work, budget work, and so forth, I got a strong foundation, financial as well as managerial. I've been a supervisor for most of my working career, 24 years with state government. And I like to say, you know, I've worked for three governors. I worked for Governor Graham in the executive office of the governor. I worked for Governor Lawton Childs in the executive office of the governor, and for Governor Jeb Bush in the executive office of the governor. So I have a very, very broad background of state government, being a public servant, and as tax collector. So as your current tax collector.
Okay, Doris, if you could hold on for just a second, I'll give you a chance to finish your introductory remarks in just a moment. We have to take a quick time out and then more on Political Perspectives. Back on our Political Perspectives as we kick off a brand spanking new week with the race for Leon County Tax Collector. The Democratic incumbent in the office on the phone with us, Doris Malloy, and the Republican challenger, John Paul Bailey, here with us in studio. And if we can, Ms. Malloy, go ahead and conclude your statement as to how the background that you have had so far will inform and enlighten you as you hopefully to your way of thinking, head into yet another term in the tax collector's office.
Okay. I gave the foundation, my education, and so forth. I'd like to conclude by indicating that I'm also a certified finance collector since 2002 by the Florida Department of Revenue, and also I'm a finance master level 2 with the National Association of Collectors, County Officers, and Treasurers. And with that, I also was awarded the Martinelli Award, which is the National Outstanding Treasurer and Tax Collector of the Year. And the Democrat was nice enough to do a nice article about that in 2015, just last year. So I'm very, very fortunate, I think, to have a very, very solid background, and I hope that the citizens will continue to recognize that.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Malloy. Mr. Bailey, if we could, the The responsibility of anyone who is running to overturn an incumbent in any political office is to make the case that as great a job as they may have done in the past, you could do a better job in future. What are some things that you would change about the office of Leon County Tax Collector insofar as that's allowed under Florida statute?
Well, first thing I'd like to say, I wasn't looking forward to running against Doris Malloy. She's a real sweet lady, and as far as I know, she does a competent job at the office now. I understood from people telling me that she was not going to run again, so I was looking forward to running against someone else. In mind, there's so many things that we can do to make it better, I believe. You can always make any office better. I think we can furnish more convenience and courtesy and customer service. We all don't like paying taxes, and we have to pay them, so we need to make it as convenient as possible. As far as – I'm going back to the background thing again. I've owned three different businesses in Tallahassee. I owned one that was called American Polygraph and Security Consultants. I own an Allied Services Answering Service and the Secretarial Service where we did work for people. And also I'm a real estate broker, and I own John Paul Bailey and Associates Real Estate Broker and Consulting Service. Back when I had the polygraph and security consulting business, I had five employees. Two of them had PhDs, and two of them had one of them had two master's degrees, and one of them had 4-year college degree. All of them were more highly educated than I was as far as formal education, but I had the education of running a business and being out in the community every day and seeing people and traveling around this world. I've got a more rounded, I think, in education when it comes to real life experience than a lot of people that do have a higher education than me as far as formal education. So I look forward to using those experiences I've learned in that office in order to make it more convenient for the people, and I'm going to have to look at those things. I was handling $1 million budgets. I was one of the city commission. I was mayor pro tem. I was also chairman of the Blueprint 2000. I was on the board of directors of the Economic Development Council. I was tourist development chairman, Tallahassee Downtown Improvement Authority chairman, Leon County Keep Tallahassee Beautiful Metropolitan Planning Organization, and of course a member of the chambers and Chamber of Commerce, and in addition to a whole bunch of other organizations that I was either chairman. I was chairman of the Capillary Community Action Agency for a number of years, and we had multi-million-dollar budgets I had to handle and work with. So I do know about how to handle budgets. I do know one thing: you can't do it by yourself. I don't care who you are. If you've got to have competent people working for you, and you have to depend on those people, and that's what I'm going to look for. Is, of course, I'm sure there's a lot of competent people working there now. I think they just need a different type of leadership. Doris Malloy has been fine until now, but I think it's time for a change. She's been there 16 years, and I just think it's time for a change, and we need to move forward and move into the 21st century. I'm sure she's done some things, but I look forward to doing a lot more.
Ms. Malloy, that kind of throws the ball in your court as far as would you maintain everything that you have done heretofore in the Office of Tax Collector, or do you take this opportunity to say, okay, here are some things that I think we could implement that would make what is, to your way of thinking, a good performance even better?
Well, I tell you, continuous improvement is part of my strategic plan, and we've been doing that since 2001. On the website, we put out press releases on everything that we've done. So since I've taken office, we've made more than 20 improvements from the office, everything from upgrading the equipment in the office, high-speed processing, how mortgage take payments are processed, cash management improvements, currency machines, all of those things, over 20, as I said. I can't even name them all. I don't have everything in front of me. But that's what it is. It's bringing things in current. The online payment options, free e-checks for customers, something as simple as drop boxes. These are things that weren't there when I started. And we've done a great job in bringing things up. Now, what I would say is We survey customers daily. When customers come into the office, we offer them a survey. We send out registration renewals. We ask for input on those things. So, Mr. If John, of course, being a citizen of Leon County, I've never received a comment from him on what could be better or improved, but I certainly welcome your comment, John. If you think that there is something that can be done is not being done, that's what customer service is all about. It's getting the citizens and customers involved and to survey and to know, what do you like? What's your expectations? You know, the logo, the slogan of the office is breezy, quick, and easy. And that's because we want every transaction that a customer experience to be just that. We want it to be breezy, meaning it's not complicated, and we want it to be so the customer feels like it's easy and it's accurate. And that's the expectation that I've set, the vision and the leadership that I've set with the staff. And I think that they've done a great job in carrying out that vision.
It's not just collecting taxes, though, that's the responsibility of the tax collector's office. There are certainly some other things that take place there relative to motor vehicle tags, all those sorts of things. Any thoughts on that, Mr. Bailey, as far as streamlining the processes, again, within the mandates that the state of Florida lays down and making that kind of function more accessible and a bit more customer-friendly for folks?
Well, you know, they have driver's license, fishing license, hunting license, the car titles, tags, and trailers, and mobile homes, and all those kinds of things. There's a lot involved with this office. And I think the customer service, like Doris said, is very important. We need to make an emphasis on that more so than every day. It needs to be improved. And I think it will be once I'm well, it is being improved, I understand now. But I'd like to see it go further than that. Also, I'd like to look at you know, there's private companies that do the title changes. I'd like to look into having private companies partner with our tax collector's office to pull some of those responsibilities that we now have on us off and pay us a fee. And we can use that money in other areas in order to try to reduce the cost involved to our local taxpayers. And those are just some of the things I'm just looking at right now.
Okay. Ms. Malloy, your thoughts on that, particularly since it is not just local county functions that your office has to deal with, but many of the ones that were mandated from the state. I remember the hue and cry when those so many of the licensing and other functions were kind of jettisoned by the state and wound up right on your doorstep.
Exactly. We work that the Office of Tax Collector is an agent for the state of Florida. And in particular with the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, an agent for highway safety, and so we are required to follow all of their mandates. So a citizen might come in and look at something that says, "Well, why do we have to do it this way?" Well, it's because the state of Florida, our state legislature, has mandated it be done that way. And so, as a tax collector, we're required to follow the law, the Florida statutes, in administering those programs. And so our leeway is on customer service. That's why we stress customer service, so we make it convenient for customers to come in and how we process the transaction. But in terms of information that's required, we don't have leeway on that. We follow the law. The same thing goes for not only do we do a driver's license and titling and so forth, I brought in birth certificates to make it easier for customers who would have to have a birth certificate when they get their driver's license. So we started issuing birth certificates. That's something that I didn't have to do, but I did to make it convenient for the customer. We're also accepting concealed weapon applications with the Department of in partnership with the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Again, that's something that we didn't have to do it, but it's bringing in more income for Leon County, and it's something that you know, we always want to make it convenient. One-stop shopping is what I look at. One-stop shopping.
Given the amount of, I guess, nuts and bolts that you have to administer in an office like the tax collector's, Mr. Bailey, do you look upon this situation as primarily one of a mechanistic approach. I'm kind of thinking of what is going on with the supervisor of elections race right now, where you've got two separate philosophies. One is that, boy, you need someone who is just a master technician who knows where all the buttons need to be pushed and how the mechanism all functions together, vis-a-vis someone who maybe has a little bit more of an public outreach type component. How do you see the Office of Tax Collector with a John Paul Bailey in control?
Well, I see it as a outreach, and also I see it as leadership. I look at it, like I said before, I've owned businesses where I've had people that were extremely educated, extremely smart, and they worked for me because I set the tone, I set the philosophy, I set the way the office was going to run, and they carried that out. And I think that would be the same way it would be with the tax collector's office. I set the philosophy, set the tone, and listen to people, listen to the people of this community, and they tell me what they would like to see improved and what they would like to have done better in better locations, and I look at locations and those kinds of things. I tell people that it is very important that we have people that know what they're doing in the office, of course. But those people are the technicians. I'm not going to be a technician. I will learn about this office like I have every office I've accepted and been elected to. I'm a quick learner. When I ran for city commission, I knew about how the police department worked and how the city worked a little bit in general. But after I was there a short period of time, I knew all the details, got down into the details. But also I had the same philosophy as it was taxpayers' money, and we were going to spend it efficiently. And we were going to spend it, spend it efficiently and for all the people, not just for a few. And this tax collector's office is my philosophy. There, of course, would be like Doris has said so far. It's going to be increased customer service, increased convenience, and make it simpler.
Okay, and a related question for you, Ms. Malloy, if I could, and that is that given the fact you've been in office since 2000, very, very few complaints seem to have emerged as far as the day-to-day operations of the office are concerned, the ability to take on new responsibilities, as you just enumerated, from the state of Florida when it comes to licensing, whether it's for concealed carry permits or the driver's license or the tags, which is a traditional function of the office. But you went through some changes when it came to locations not too long ago, and even though you had a pretty good outreach program, I did hear from a number of folks who said, well, gosh, I went to the old office location. I didn't even know it had changed. How inconvenient. I think things are better now, but do you see any room for improvement on that score, since this is sort of a changing environment when it comes to what your office does, and in some cases, where it does it?
Well, I tell you, there are two schools of thought there. Number one, we always put on the website what's going on with the offices, and we put notices up on the door. But given that a lot of time customers only come to the office once a year, then they may not know, or that sign may have come down by the time they went there. So I can only, and I simply, when I hear from those customers, I simply reach out to them, apologize to them, and you know, assure them that we're doing everything we can, and we also have so many different options to do transactions. We can mail it in, go online to do it, but we love to see the customers come into the office. We have Dropbox locations and so forth. But that, in terms of the locations, you know, the trend now would be more and more customers are going online. So we have three different generations, really. We have the millennials that do everything online, so we have to provide the convenience for them. We have the traditionals that, you know, no matter what, we're going to walk into the office, and we love to see them. My mother is one, and so those we have programs and so forth for them. And so we have those also that, you know, I don't want to go online, don't trust that, I don't want to walk in, but I'm just going to mail it in. So we have programs and focus on those things. So we try to have programs and convenient methods for everyone. In terms of the office locations, we have to go where the population is, it based on our term lease and all of those things. And so we work well in that environment and in coming up with the best location for the best price.
Very good, ma'am. We are talking to the two contenders for the office of Leon County Tax Collector, the Democratic incumbent who we just heard from, Doris Malloy, who's been in office since 2000, and the Republican challenger, John Paul Bailey, a long background in the Tallahassee City Commission and also the Tallahassee Police Department and the private sector as well. If you have a question for either of the candidates, please give us a call on our Political Perspectives. 414-1234 is the local number. It's 800-926-8809 if it's long distance from you to us, and perspectives at WFSU.org is the email address. A reminder, if you want even more politics, we got it coming at you. We have our primary bandwagon, which is coming up August 8th. That's for Leon County races only at 7 o'clock on 4FSU, Comcast Channel 4 in Leon, Gadsden, Wakulla, Madison, Taylor, and Brooks counties. And then primary bandwagon number 2 for Gadsden and Wakulla County races comes up August 10th, also at 7 on 4FSU. If you're unfamiliar with that program, it is exciting in the extreme. We have the various candidates for local and regional political office along with their supporters who show up with their noisemakers and their signage, and they hoop and they holler and they jump up and down and make a big ruckus. And each of the candidates has exactly 3 minutes during which to deliver the message that they want the voters to be aware of, and then they are sung into oblivion if they go even a split second over that by the incredible Capitol Cordsman. It's a lot of fun. It's very entertaining, but it's highly informative, too, because each of the candidates has to distill down their basic political philosophy and the way they look at the world into a very succinct 3-minute talk that they give during Bandwagon, and that again is coming up August 8th for Leon County races and August 10th for Gadsden and Wakulla County races at 7 o'clock both nights on 4FSU Comcast Channel 4. A quick timeout, and then we're back with more of our Political Perspectives featuring the race for Leon County Tax Collector. Political Perspectives in the Office of Leon County Tax Collector continues here on WFSU and 4FSU on the television side. We'll reverse the order here in just a moment to talk to our two contenders here, the incumbent Doris Malloy and the challenger John Paul Bailey. Ms. Malloy, if I can ask you something here. We had gotten into the fact that so many heretofore state government functions when it comes to things like the this was voluntary on your part in taking over the initial processing of the applications for open carry and a number of other factors too. But you have state government that has been forcing a lot of things down to the county level, and being where we are, that puts our constitutional officers in a unique position in which they can, if not lobby the legislature, certainly make their druthers known, often in conjunction with their constitutional colleagues from around the state on, hey, what are you guys doing to us, and could you change things to make things a little bit easier on our offices and our citizens at the county level? Do you foresee yourself getting involved in any additional speaking before the Florida legislature as they come up with new mandates for the tax collectors around the state?
Well, you know, the unique thing about the tax collector is we are fee-based in Leon County. And so that simply means that the office does not receive an appropriation at all. It operates like a business, a true business. I say it's the only office in government that operates as a business from everything. Everything is by fee, from purchasing a roll of cleaning products to investing money. I mean, everything in between. And so it operates as a true business. So, no, I don't see that as being an issue because we're all fee-based, and it does not really come from any appropriation from the state. So if the mandate is passed down, the citizens, of course, have the right and the choice of whether they want to come to the tax collector's office or whether they want to go someplace else to get that service.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Customer service is, that's why customer service is so important.
Okay, and that also puts the office kind of in a unique position, but still there are laws that are passed that impact constitutional offices, including the tax collector. Mr. Bailey, what are your thoughts on that? You know, you foresee yourself, maybe if the legislature passes something you don't think is appropriate for your office, heading across the street and saying, hey, guys, stop it.
Of course I do. I've spoken many times to several times to the state legislature and also to the cabinet and to the governor back when we were trying to get Blairstone Road built. I had to talk with the governor's office and the governor himself a number of times in order to get that done in the cabinet. And so I have experience doing that. I would like to see at some later date, sometime in the near future, us do away with figure out some way to change property taxes and have those funded some other way, homeowners' property taxes specifically. And I understand that has been put before the legislature at one time or another. Now, it doesn't, like Doris said, this is a fee for services and those kinds of things, but that's something I would like to speak out on, of course. And being the tax collector, I would still have the ability to speak out on different issues that affect this community. I'd also like to see the tax collector's office work more closely with other county offices. I'm sure there's a services that we can work with the county clerk's office on and our computer type services, different things. I don't think that we need to be so independent that we don't work closely with our other county partners. And I look forward to doing that. It is a business, and I have run businesses in the past, so I would love to be able to take those expertise and use them in that office. Like I said, I was not looking forward to running against Doris Malloy. She's done a pretty good job, I believe, and I had heard that she was going to retire and that she is in the drop program, so I was kind of looking forward to running against one of her deputies. But Doris, I was not looking forward to running against you, but now I am.
Doris, well, let's ask, what compelled you to once again throw your hat into the ring, say, hey, let's have another go around at this rodeo?
Well, I don't know where Mr. Bailey got that information that I was not running. That certainly has never come out of my mouth. So I love public service. I love what I do. I roll up my sleeves every day and go into the office. It is a hands-on job, and I just love problem solving. I love working with the people and so forth. So I don't know where – it never crossed my mind not to run again. So I don't know where that came from. I can't answer that in terms of that, but I just, for me, I love what I do. I love working with the people, and I that's just a passion that I have. And I'm in good health, thank God, and I just love to work.
Well, we are such a political town. You know how these rumors get started.
Yeah, they do. Well, they said you were in drop, and I said, I guess I extrapolated being in drop and getting your drop money to retiring.
Misunderstood. No, let's clear that up, Mr. Bailey.
Okay.
Let's clear that up. No, I do not get drop money. I am in the drop program, but I follow the Florida law. The law does not allow one to pull out their drop money before they leave office. So as long as I'm in office, I have no access to money.
Oh. And that, I think, was the same thing that happened with a couple of our folks here who recently retired from WFSU.
Oh, yeah.
Our general manager, Pat Keating, and our manager of radio, Caroline Austin, they went into that and didn't have access. I remember the legislature really clamped down on the program.
Okay.
I can tell you, too, you know, I'm actually losing money. I don't get interest. I don't get anything. But I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do.
Well, with that, let's, again, keep the ball in your court for just a second, Ms. Malloy. As far as looking ahead, do you have, as far as the vision for your office under the constitutional and the statutory constraints and all that, what would you like to see happen over the next 4 years if the voters keep you in office?
Well, I would continue customer service. I would like to get more, drive more and more people to go online as to go online and do transactions. That's the main focus of for me is to make it more customer convenient for the customers, and that it really is as the trending and you look at the trends and so forth where banks are going and other institutions are going. It's having individuals go online, but we will always have the brick and mortar for people to come into. But that really is to have people go online and make it more convenient that way.
Okay, Mr. John Paul Bailey, any ideas that you have there for the office?
Many of the same things, but I think that we can have apps where people can pay it by apps. That's going to be the new thing, I think, younger people specifically. And I think it's going to be more convenience to people and also more customer service. I think that people really care about being spoken to nicely and courteously, and I think they're being done, it's being done now. But I would like look forward to more customer service, and make the office more convenient in all different ways. And I think that that's going to be the wave of the future is electronics and computers and those kinds of things, and they're going to move into the 21st century.
There seems to be a growing perception on the part of the public sector, maybe lagging a little behind the private sector in that regard, but the transition that has been underway for particularly the past 10 years has just been astounding, the number of things that we now do online that heretofore had only been available during in-person visits. Well, folks, I'll tell you, we have about maybe 10 minutes remaining in today's program as we talk to the two folks who are vying for the office of Leon County Tax Collector, Republican challenger John Paul Bailey, Democratic incumbent Doris Malloy on the phone. Mr. Bailey, let's talk just for a second about, again, what you see is going to happen as far as your ability to take an office that is run very, very well and beyond the things that you just mentioned, the improvements, the peripheral improvements that you'd like to make around there. Any overriding philosophy of administration that you think, okay, this is what would make me the guy for this job, even given the fact that you have a very competent incumbent going up against you?
I think that the fact that I'm a well-rounded person, I'll be more involved in the community, I think. I will be out there talking about a lot of different issues that affect this community, much like our other people that are in public office do. I think that motivating people is one something that I have that many people may not realize that I have ability to motivate people. And I think that making people happy where they're working or helping them become better trained, cross-training in the office so people can do other people's job, have a ability for promotion in that job and ability to move up, and also having the ability, having the caring about their office more. We will do a motivational training. And when I'm elected and encourage people to really look forward to their job every day.
Okay. Ms. Malloy, same question here. You're looking ahead and saying, oh, I could do this, I could do that. And part of that continuous improvement process you spoke of earlier.
Well, it's we have a strategic plan where we lay out, we look at office, what's going to make customer flow better, cross-training the employees, continuous cross-training. You know, when I took office, the employees were not cross-trained. You had separate lines for one thing and separate for another. And within the first year, I said, no, we're going to be cross-trained. It's motivating those employees to get on board and want to learn more. And they did. Every day I get compliments on how friendly the staff are, how pleasant they are when people come into the office. I get notes all the time. People stop by the office and said, I just wanted to just tell you that, you know, so-and-so, the employee at Window 7 did such a wonderful job, so friendly and helpful. So I get those things. It's employee engagement that's what's important to an office. Now, you know, I want to go back to something that I didn't mention. You know, the tax collector's office is the only constitutional office that works with every other constitutional office in Leon County. So, you know, Mr. Bailey said something. He wants to do a better. He wants to work with the other constitutionals, but we already do that. We are required to do that. Everything from tax deed applications to seizing of property with the clerk's sheriff's office to tax deed applications with the clerk's office to motor voter registration with elections to the certified roll from the property appraiser. So we already work. We have a very good working relationship with all of those offices. We even rent space out to the clerk office to make it more convenient for customers who have a traffic ticket to come over and get their driver's license invalid. And so we do all of those things. But in this next term, it's just important to continue with that customer service. And you know, Tom, you asked, be specific. Things are changing so fast. We are now working on an app to remind individuals of when their renewals are coming on and so forth. These things kind of, you know, they do take a little time because you want to get them right. We have over 20 improvements that I've done since 2000 and that very, very proud of. Every year, the one or two things that's happening every year that is a continuous improvement process. I'm in the office every day, rolling up my sleeves, getting to know the work, doing the work. And so it's about leadership, it's about vision, but it's about technical aspects of the job as well. And like I said, I've enjoyed it. It's problem solving. It's a lot of hard work. But I certainly enjoy it and look forward to serving four more years.
Well, we can fit in one phone call before we have to terminate our conversation today on Political Perspectives. Judith gives us a call on line 5. Hi, Judith.
Hi. I want to call in and say that although I am adept at a computer and spend a lot of my day on a computer as a writer and an editor, every year when my license plate renewal is due, I go in person to the office because of the excellent customer service that the friendly faces and efficient process just makes me feel, they make me feel like I'm an important person, and I don't want to do that online. I hope that continues, and since Ms. Malloy has been in office, there has been a huge improvement in customer service, so kudos to her.
Okay, thank you for that comment, Judith. Appreciate it. Mr. Bailey, I think you already mentioned that you would like to continue that tradition.
Absolutely. Certainly. I'd love to continue it. I think there's always room for improvement, though, and I think we can improve it when I'm in office. Thank you.
Okay, folks, so we only have a few moments to go, so let's begin as we started, first with Mr. Bailey and then wrapping up with Ms. Malloy. We have not imposed a time limit heretofore, but since our time draws short, just about a minute. Your best case, Mr. Bailey, as to why you should be the next Leon County tax collector?
Well, I've been a public servant much of my life, and I think I'm going to continue that kind of public service. I enjoy helping people. I've done that many, many years as a police officer with the Tallahassee Police Department, and I think that Doris has done an admirable job, but I think it can be done a little better. Always, there's always room for improvement. I would like to see the customer service that she has now, but I'd like to see that improved with the increase in electronics and also with the personal touch that we have. And I think that just we need a change. Just anytime you're in an office for so many years, you get many people get kind of stale in the job, and there's not new improvements that need to take place. And sometimes people are reluctant to change. I'm a person that likes to see the change as long as it's good change and get things moving forward. And that's what I think I can bring to this office is a different perspective, more customer service, a better types of customer services that we may not have now. And I look forward to being your next tax collector.
And Ms. Malloy, the last word goes to you, ma'am, why you should retain the office and have another term, please.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to participate in this discussion this morning. I'd like to just mention 3 points, really. To be effective and to make the office, continue to make the office efficient, I think it requires on-hand knowledge and experience in business and financial management. My formal education as well as my hands-on experiences show that I am and have been effective in that. Second, the office is a good steward of critical public dollars. And it shows that we get a clean audit every year, receive several financial awards in what we do and how we do it. And secondly, the office is here to serve you. So as a, I look at it as a personal challenge of mine to meet the needs of every customer in Leon County. And so I set the vision for staff and work with them to motivate them, to train them, and to provide that friendly service. I'm that caller, Judith. And Judith, if you're listening, thank you so much. That's what we're here for. We try to make every transaction breezy, quick, and easy. And so with that, I look forward to serving, continuing to serve. We will continue to make improvements. As I said, over the course of 15 years, we've had over 20-something improvements. These are not easy type things. They're dealing with cash management. They're dealing with distributions of the monies. You know, the monies for the tax collectors, the short-term investor of the monies, much like the clerk's office. That's why with the clerk's office, it's so important to have somebody with the financial knowledge.
Well, thank you, Ms. Malloy. We have to leave it there, and we appreciate your participation as we do with the challenger, John Paul Bailey. Thank you both for being on Political Perspectives, produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Taylor Cox and Lido Rawls on the radio side, providing video support for 4FSU. Suzanne Smith, Paul Dam, Brandy Staney, Jason Ransomare, Paul Delva, Frankie Verdesia, Esther Summerfill, and Rick Patricus.
Available by calling 1-800-829-8809. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.